Welcome back to the America Pray Now podcast, the podcast for people of prayer. Today, we will hear from America Pray Now director, Hannah Alway.
In the early days of America, before the United States had even been formally established, the leaders of the colonies gathered in Philadelphia for what would become the First Continental Congress. The situation was tense because conflict with Britain was growing, and no one knew what the future would hold. Before they began their discussions, the delegates decided to start with prayer. A minister was invited to lead them. He read from Scripture and prayed for God's guidance. One of the delegates present that day was John Adams, and later he wrote to his wife describing how powerful that moment was. He said the prayer deeply moved the delegates as they sought God's help for the future of the colonies. Before the political work began, they recognized their dependence upon God. About 13 years later, we see another time when our political leaders sought God in prayer. During the Constitutional Convention in 1787, the delegates were frustrated and divided. At that moment, Benjamin Franklin, who was in his 80s, stood up and he said, "God governs in the affairs of men, and if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it probable that an empire can rise without his aid?" He urged the convention to begin seeking God in prayer. As America approaches the 250th anniversary of its founding, these moments in our history remind us of something very important, and that is that prayer was a part of the foundation of this nation. History also shows us that some of the greatest spiritual turning points in America have come when believers have humbled themselves and prayed. I want to give you a few examples. In the early 1700s, before the revival preaching of Jonathan Edwards and George Whitefield, many churches in the American colonies were spiritually cold. Jonathan Edwards began encouraging his congregation to gather regularly for prayer for spiritual renewal. And soon after, a deep conviction of sin spread through the town, and people began gathering to seek God. Revival spread throughout the colonies. Also in the late 1700s, after the early revivals, believers across America began organizing what was called a concert of prayer. Christians agreed to pray regularly and specifically for spiritual awakening. For decades, believers prayed for revival in this way. Many historians believe that these organized prayer movements helped prepare the way for latter awakenings in America. For example, a spiritual awakening that is rarely spoken of is the Cane Ridge Revival that happened in the early 1800s. Before the revival broke out, groups of believers had been meeting regularly for prayer for awakening. When revival came, tens of thousands gathered for meetings that lasted for days. Churches grew dramatically. Missionary movements expanded and social reform movements began. Another revival that we actually have mentioned in a previous podcast is the revival that began in New York City in 1857. God used a businessman named Jeremiah Lamphere. He started a lunchtime prayer meeting, and that meeting started out small, but week by week it grew. And soon hundreds were gathering to pray, and similar meetings began springing up across the country. Within months, thousands of people were meeting daily to seek God. What began as one small prayer meeting spread throughout the nation and helped spark a spiritual awakening. These examples are powerful reminders that the turning point for America often began quietly in prayer. The Bible teaches that prayer for a nation is not optional for believers. On a recent podcast, we quoted Paul's message to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. There we are told that prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all people, and especially for those in authority, so that we may live quiet and peaceable lives in all godliness. It surely saddens the Lord's heart that there are so many churches in America that no longer believe that it is important to pray for America. I believe that if the churches in this nation were praying for our country, as the Bible instructs us to do, our nation would not be in the spiritual condition it is in. God calls his people to pray for their nation. And when we look at our nation today, we can see reasons why we desperately need a spiritual awakening. I want to mention some of those reasons. There is a growing moral confusion in our culture. Many of the moral principles that were a part of our culture are now being debated or rejected. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 5, verse 20, it says, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil." That is happening today. Another reason why we need a spiritual awakening is because there is a spiritual decline within the church. Across many parts of our nation, church attendance has declined and fewer people have a basic knowledge of Scripture. Spiritual awakening draws people back to God. That is why we desperately need a spiritual awakening. Also, another reason why we need a spiritual awakening is that there is a growing number of Americans who are struggling with loneliness, anxiety, and a loss of purpose. Many people are searching for meaning. And another reason, and the last reason I want to give today on this podcast, is the global influence of pornography. The United States has historically been one of the largest producers and distributors of pornography in the world. Pornography has brought enormous harm. It has fueled addiction. It has damaged marriages and families. It has contributed to exploitation and trafficking. Tragically, studies even suggest that more than half of Christians in America admit to viewing pornography. Imagine that. More than half of Christians in America are viewing pornography. These statistics remind us that the spiritual renewal is not only something our culture needs, it is something the church itself needs. This week in my daily Bible reading, I read from Ezekiel chapters 8 and 9. In these chapters, we read how God opened Ezekiel's eyes to see the great abominations that his people were committing in the sanctuary of the Lord. Because he is a jealous God, he began to bring great judgment on those who were provoking him to anger. And in chapter 9, we see that he commanded that a mark be placed upon the forehead of all those who were sighing and crying for the abominations that were being committed in the midst of the sanctuary. That is intercession. Those who were interceding, who received a mark on their foreheads, were the only ones spared when God's judgment fell. God notices those who are grieved by sin and who are crying out to him in prayer. I have begun to pray for Christians within the church who are committing abominations, those who are addicted to pornography, that repentance would come upon their hearts, that God would begin to purify his people. Today, we need believers who are not indifferent to sin, but who will humbly intercede for the church and who will humbly intercede for the nation. When Daniel saw the condition of God's people and his nation, he did not respond with criticism or despair. Instead, he turned to God in prayer. In the book of Daniel, chapter 9, Daniel humbled himself before the Lord and interceded for his people. He did not say, "Oh, they have sinned, Lord." No, he said, "We have sinned, O God." He identified himself with his nation and pleaded for God's mercy. Daniel understood something that believers throughout history also understood. And that is when people intercede, God hears. God said in Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 30, he said, I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land. In ancient cities, the walls protected the people. But if a gap opened in the wall, someone had to stand in that opening to defend the city. God used that image to describe intercessory prayer. There are gaps in the walls around the church in America and gaps in the walls around our nation. As America approaches 250 years of being a nation, who will stand in the gap for the church? Who will stand in the gap for our land? Who will stand in those gaps and cry out to God for mercy? History proves the greatest turning points have begun quietly when God's people humbled themselves and prayed. Perhaps the most important thing that we as believers can do today is the same thing that our early leaders did in Philadelphia so many years ago. And that is to bow our heads in humility of heart to seek God's help. Standing in the gap for our nation in prayer. Standing in the gap for the church in America. The church needs a spiritual awakening. That will bring a spiritual awakening in our land. So as we begin this year and celebrate the anniversary, the 250th anniversary of our land, let's bend our knees. Let's begin to cry out to God with all our heart, humbling ourselves before Him and crying out to God for mercy, saying, Lord, forgive us. Forgive the church for the sins that we've committed against You. Forgive our land for the sins that our land has committed against You. And please restore us, Lord. Restore us by sending a spiritual awakening such as we have never experienced in our history. I want to close this podcast praying with you. Holy Spirit, I humbly ask that our hearts would be burdened with the burden of Your heart. You love America, we know that. You love America and You love Your people. You want to save this land. You want to save Your people from captivity, Lord. You want to visit us. I ask that You would raise up a people within the church who will cry and sigh for the abominations being committed in Your house, Lord. Those who will intercede not only for our land, but who will intercede for the church of Jesus Christ in America. That we would become a sanctuary filled with Your presence, a sanctuary filled with Your power, Lord. A sanctuary that is filled with Your light and life, so that our nation would experience a spiritual awakening. Lord, we pray today as we close this podcast that You would burden our hearts, that everyone listening to this podcast would enter the prayer closet, fall on their knees before You, and cry out to You for the country and for the church of Jesus Christ in this land, that we together would intercede, crying and sighing, asking You to send repentance, that it would flow in the church first and then in our land. Lord, You can restore what has been ruined, what the enemy has ruined within the church, and You can restore our land. We ask that You would have mercy on America, that You would have mercy on the church in America, and turn us again, Lord. Turn us and we shall be turned. Renew our days as of old, I pray. In Your precious name, amen.
Thank you for listening to the America Pray Now podcast. If you have enjoyed these podcasts, we also publish a magazine on prayer which is free of charge and can be delivered directly to your home. You can sign up to receive this magazine by visiting our website at americapraynow.com. We also meet in 17 different cities every month to pray in person. Most of our prayer meetings are in Virginia, and we also meet in West Virginia, Maryland, Delaware, North Carolina, and South Carolina. Please see our website for dates and times. And until next time, may God bless you.